When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome
to BB on Blast,
the finale edition of BB26.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Gaz. And if you're only just tuning in now, where have you been?
Imagine if you were, that would be weird.
Go on, tell them. Tell them what time it is.
It's 20 past one in the morning. We've just done about 3 hours on BB UK, but we had to tie a little bow on BBUS, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had to.
We did. Cherry on top.
The only things we haven't talked about are the recap episode and the finale.
You told me I'm not going to watch that recap episode.
Yeah.
And I was getting to the point where I was running out of time because right now we've got Big Brother UK on every day of the week, well, apart from Saturdays, and it's about 5 hours of footage, like content a day. Mm-hmm. So I was running out of time to watch BBUS, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to jump straight to the final.
Yeah.
Then the final started with that. Was that Dr. Will on the video? Was that him? Derek Lavasseur, some old alumni that I don't
apologize,
know about.
I apologise, listeners.
Was that Derek Lavasseur?
Yeah.
Doing the message and starting the comp, and I thought, oh shit, I can't. I've got to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Why am I like this? I know they start the comp and they just end the show.
So then you went back and watched the recap?
Yeah, then I said, I can't possibly watch the final now, so I went back and watched the recap.
The recap was okay. Rowan said it was very funny, and I should watch it.
Can't remember it being funny.
The thing that was good about it was stuff we hadn't seen before. It wasn't
was
just...
Was it?
But then I wanted to just see Crazy Eyes bit again. That was the only thing I was interested
that
in.
That must have been in there.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
No. It's just like, we had the charcuterie bit again, but not that. It's like, come on. Yeah. The recap... I like. Did they actually eat that food on the recap episode? That's what I
didn't see anyone actually eating.
No, is that?
But they had some nice desserts there on the tray, didn't they? Reminded me of Lily bringing that bagel into the house.
Oh God, not the bagel. I liked Angela comparing herself to Jennifer Coolidge. Do you know who that is?
Angela, I can embody Jennifer Coolidge.
Angela is
spirit animal.
She is like Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, up the stairs.
Yeah.
It's making my ass tight.
That's
what she said.
Do you know who Jennifer Coolidge is?
She's this, these gays are going to kill me.
Yeah, she is.
But I don't know what that is.
It's the White Lotus.
What is the White Lotus?
It's a drama.
It's a dystopian.
It's funny. It's like, it's set in a holiday resort. And everyone's just an absolute arsehole.
Is that the name of the resort?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like Benidorm, but American.
Yeah, but...
And funny.
A lot better. It's really good. I strongly recommend it.
Where did Jennifer Coolidge come from?
I think she's in like American Pie or something like that. She might be. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's in. I don't know about American Pie, but she's from that era.
Okay.
Basically. She's very funny.
It's funny how sometimes these, especially I think female actors blow up in the later stages of their career, like Hannah Waddingham, just out of nowhere. Fucking adores Hannah Waddingham.
She's good. You never watched Ted Lasso, did you?
No, did you?
I did. Yeah, it was actually really good. Even though it's about football. It's not really about football, you know.
And it partly shot down the road.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Crystal Palace Stadium.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good as well, actually. Another thing you're not going to watch.
But I feel like these women, especially when they're, I don't know what, 50 plus, maybe. Mm-hmm. Is Hannah Waddingham 50? Maybe. Not
quite. Like 40s, I think.
The gays really like...
Yeah.
Treat them like mother and then they blow up, right?
Yeah. Well, she's really nice. Anyway, Angela and Jennifer Coolidge are very similar. They're both very entertaining, so I agree with that comparison. Now, what about this thing about...
You've got your undercut back.
I
didn't notice, actually. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
This
used to be a bit
bleached. My roots have come from already. And it's slightly grey, but that's fine.
I know about those. You can get away with it, though, because they've got the blonde. You can't tell.
Yeah, I don't care.
Sorry.
The moon. Did man land on the moon? Oh, God.
Who doesn't believe this? The Brooklyn. Glitter one. Brooklyn. Oh, my God.
The glitter one. Glitterbug.
God, Brooklyn. Is Brooklyn liked or not? Because I feel like including that in the highlights package doesn't do it. Any favours?
I don't think she's neither liked nor not liked. Right. She's just like a figure of fun for the Michael Jackson meme. and then where do hamsters come from? She thinks they're made in a lab.
She's unhinged.
I actually looked it up, which is quite funny because we had a comment on our podcast saying, are you going to look this shit up next? It's like, I actually did look it up, yes.
Didn't Gary say he looked it up?
Who
said, are we going to look it up?
Someone was taking a piss out of us in a comment. On Spotify.
Right.
But I didn't look it up because I thought hamsters were growing in a lab.
Person nice to us?
I think they were taking a piss out of us. Anyway, that's fine. but I looked it up because I wanted to see where hamsters actually came from.
It's a desert, no?
I thought Russia, but they're on actually every continent, which I thought was quite interesting. Like I thought it was like Russia or something, but it was like they were literally South America, Europe, they're all over the shop.
I bet we don't have wild hamsters in Britain.
Nah. But we do have...
Voles.
Yeah. Shrews.
I like shrews.
Squirrel.
The shrews used to hide under my wheelie bin.
Did they?
When I was a kid, I used to like go and lift up the wheelie bin and have a look at them.
My cat's caught some shrews before.
Oh, they're so sweet.
I know, they're cute, aren't they?
We've got weasels. You've got badgers around your way.
Yeah. All right.
Listing animals.
Moving on.
Anyway, sorry. They come on they're every continent. Mm. Still living in the wild out there.
Yeah. Wilding, they'd be wilding out there. Sometimes choking on sawdust.
Whoever decided
that's a crossover joke. If you watch BBC,
whoever decided to capture it and fucking keep
put it in a little,
that is pointless. They're the most dumb pets.
Oh, I used to love having hamsters when I was younger.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Don't they die quite a lot?
They yeah, mostly because people throw them against the wall or something.
Oh no, who did that?
Little kids do, like, you know, cruelty. Squeeze their eyes out like Lily.
You know about my hamster story, don't you?
Oh God.
Do you?
I don't know.
So when I was a kid...
Oh no, it's not sad, is it?
Well,
oh,
when
no.
I was a kid...
You thought this was going to be a quick
Our family friends decided they were going to gift their kids hamsters for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So because it was a surprise, so it was my dad's best friend. My dad's friend goes, can you keep the hamsters one hamster?
Right.
One hamster.
You can't keep hamsters together.
They can't
hate each other and kill each other.
Oh.
True story.
That's a fun game.
So how they survive in the wild,
entertain the kids
know.
Over Christmas. Yeah. So one hamster between three kids. And... So we agreed, and my dad agreed to keep the hamster.
Yeah.
Put it, like, I don't know, some cage in the kitchen.
Right.
Got up the next day, it was gone.
Where did it go?
I got Escaped. Out of the cage and was, like, in the between the walls of our house.
Mm.
You could hear it, like,
oh, nice.
Scraping around, like, scrabbling up the walls and going across, like, the pipes and stuff. I think one day it just turned up in the sink. How did it get in the sink? Because the sink charcoal surely has got, like,
bars
over it or
whatever. I guess they can squeeze through a small gap.
It turned up like a week or two later.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Oh, that's a happy ending.
It did go to live with the family.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it died 2 weeks later.
No, no,
that was baked potatoes.
Did you ever tell you about my goldfish that I had that just one day I came down and just one...
Sideways?
One was gone. There was two, Clarence and Alabama, named after the characters in True Romance. Yeah, Clarence was gone. Completely
Did you
gone.
Have a cat?
No.
Who took your fish?
One
ate the other.
Yeah,
surely.
Yeah.
Not.
Well, that's one of the theories that
There's
Alabama
one bigger
ate
than the
Clarence.
Other.
It didn't look bigger. There was no trace of it. The only other theory is like
it jumped out
the window or something. Honestly, this is a mystery that I still do
I
not
don't
know
this
to
one.
This day.
It's good to have
or
a new story.
The kitchen bin was nearby. Maybe it jumped out and fell in the kitchen bin.
Did the tank not have a lid on it?
I think it did, though. It baffles me to this day what the hell happened. Because I had them for about 3 years. Clarence was just gone. And Alabama was like, just swimming around.
Bloop, bloop.
Weird, isn't it?
Was it one of those like round...
No, it was like a sort of square tank about that big.
Do you have a blue lid?
It had like a black lid, I think. But was the lid on? I need to ask my friend Nicola about it.
Don't they have a little hatch you can feed them through?
Yeah.
Someone left the hatch
open. I think
open.
You just lift the lid off. Maybe Nicola left the lid off or something, and I don't know. It was weird. It's weird. Still, one day maybe when I go to heaven, I might find out the mystery. Perhaps I'll see Chelsea and Mackenzie there too. Anyway, oh Jesus Christ, this is not going as quickly as I'd hope. Then we had this young Cedric thing. I don't know what that was. It's a joke about Cedric.
Oh,
being
sitcom.
Yeah.
Thing they used to do.
And then we had a
part
bit...
of that is one of those ones where I watched it and like there were improv in the scene where they crashed a car. I think it was that.
Oh yeah. Then we had just had a whole section where they just took the piss out of Joseph for being arrogant and stupid.
Yeah, thinking he was the main character. I like that they really took the piss out of him for that.
He said, me, Quinn and Tucker are the top guys and everyone else is boring. Yeah, Angela's boring. Idiot. just ridiculous. Yeah, and then we saw the start of the competition. Yeah, Derek Lavasseur, as I call him, or Lavasseur, as his actual name is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So I think he's actually called Lavasseur because of you, and that's not really what it is.
It's just a joke.
God, it's like Charlemagne all over again.
it's just to take the piss out of him and just diminish him as a man. Anyway, what was he doing? Trying to kill Ainsley or something.
Guys, I need your help. Ainsley's trying to take down the government.
I actually thought Derek Lavasseur's acting was quite good walking down the street.
In the end, he had to send him a fax, didn't he?
Oh, God. Because
I think it had to be analogue because of Ainsley's digital infrastructures.
Very Morrissey-esque. back in the day.
You were right, though. You said the end of it is going to be they've got to kill Ainsley.
It wasn't. That was not my original thought. That was Taylor on a podcast said that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it was true. Justice for Janky, I've written here. Oh, we'll come to that later. And then we saw the start of the HOH comp where they were sort
those
of
animals
hanging off
the
these...
back, weren't they? That Tucker could knock down with a ball.
Oh, that was sad.
He must have been quite triggered to see
that. The only comp that Cam won was that veto comp that got rid of Tucker. So now we're on to the final. You got no notes?
Oh, hang on. We have to talk about these things.
What
these
things?
Little crafts they were on. And those...
A goo that came down and...
Well, because those, like, zombie aliens were, like, robot things with firing lasers at them.
Oh, yeah. Ding. Were the lasers real? Is that what you
want to know? Yeah, is that Hazard? That's my question. No.
Was that the same mechanics as that poo that came out the cow's bum on BBUK? That's what I want to know. Same system.
Some people were noticing that obviously there's an individual calibration. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That Chelsea was actually in quite a different position.
Oh, was she?
Because she's a lot shorter than the other two. Because Mackenzie and Cam, I think, are both almost freakishly tall.
Mackenzie's 6'2". I don't know how tall Cam is. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know, Mackenzie and Cam just looked a little bit more like this, whereas Chelsea's hands were much longer.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
And her arms were almost a bit more bent, so might it have been actually better for her.
Rigged. Well, if it was rigged for her, she'd probably deserved it by this point. So the finale began. What do you think of Julie's finale outfit?
Well, probably one of the best yet. I felt like it was a tribute to Ainsley, did you not?
Oh, what, the colour?
Yeah, but do you know what she should have had?
What?
Some red shoes for the Ainsley red.
Oh, God.
You know Julie likes a mismatched shoe.
I didn't feel it was very eviction-y, finale, her outfit. It was a bit like...
A bit Earth Mother, wasn't it? A bit goddess. Someone said it was...
Blousy.
It was giving Lady Liberty.
Oh,
I think that was James, Julie Garfield.
If I hear the word giving one more fucking time, I've said this and I've done nothing. And there need to be consequences for this. Ainsley would just obliterate you people in a flash. What about the actual finalists themselves' outfits? Were they giving good looks? Chelsea's wearing a sort of goldish metallic dress.
Well, better than that fucking jumpsuit she's been living in for 2 weeks.
Oh, I like that jumpsuit. Mackenzie was wearing a green pantsuit. And Cam was...
I actually liked Mackenzie's look.
No, I preferred Chelsea's. And Cam was wearing just a pinkish jacket. Sort of.
I thought they all looked reasonable. Because if it was bad, I would remember.
They weren't very dolled up, though, I didn't think. Not like Canada, No wallpaper jackets.
No, well, it's not as much of an occasion as Canada, is it? And I will always, like, miss the production values of Canada when it comes to the final.
Yeah.
Because they really go all out, don't they?
Yeah, the BB is just like, it's this... we started on the recap episode.
Yeah, we've got $50.
Yeah.
What can we do with that? Oh, some laser effects.
Recycle these robot aliens.
Because it's those, in Canada, it's those last two comps where they go really digital with it and you put it in a board and a grid and shit like that.
CGI and
Whereas it's like, oh, here's some cards, turn them around. Mm. And even Chelsea didn't know she was not supposed to have her answer revealed right away.
Oh, God, yeah.
But yeah, no, with the outfits,
no.
If they were terrible, I would remember. So I feel like they were very average.
Julie was said about, when she's doing a spiel, he or she will...
Why?
Just say they. Why does she do
it's
it?
It's really getting on my nerves.
I swear she does it deliberately.
Yeah, to try and maintain the binary agenda.
Yeah, Ainsley's binary agenda.
Binary code.
So they had to sever the sauce. And, they just poured, like, some goo down their neck, I don't know.
And also over their backsides a little bit.
I wouldn't like that. Ooh.
It was really an endurance comp to hang on, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mackenzie was out after 26 minutes.
Do you know what I appreciate? They didn't do any of those comps where they spin them around on that big old spinning Jenny thing and bump them into, like, a big shoe.
They used to love to do that one. Cam was saying he's going to cut Chelsea. He never was going to. He dropped after 37 minutes and Chelsea won. Part two, they had to destroy Ainsley's brain.
Oh, yeah.
Does she have one?
It was like a big square chip thing, wasn't it?
A crow or a raven brought in a scroll. Yeah,
from Derek Lavasseur. Because you've got to bypass the digital channels.
Fuck. She's just in a carrier pigeon. I like the crows. Should have
tied it to a hamster.
They should have. And there was like, I don't know, a fish tank and I don't know what was happening.
Must have been triggering for you. Sorry to hear that.
Clarence.
What fish tank?
There was like a thing with Ainsley's brain.
Oh, it had to drop into the tank, didn't it?
It had to cause a cerebral shutdown.
I'm glad you've written all these notes. Thank
me
you.
Me too. Cam said, Cam sucks at puzzles. I don't know if that's his words or mine, but either
only
way.
Only puzzles, Cam.
Mackenzie.
I like puzzles.
No,
I really like puzzles.
Now, either Mackenzie or Chelsea said, let's shut Ainsley's arse down. Wow. I probably didn't say arse, I probably said ass. Cam said, it's about winning when it counts. Yeah, ever. Mm. Mackenzie killed Ainsley and she was very joyful. She went, she's dead.
The thing is, they didn't have to do much to kill Ainsley. Wait, what were they doing?
Doing a puzzle thing and then...
Oh, do you know what it was? Wires. It was the same old puzzle from Reindeer Games, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Remember, they had the antler thing and they had to slide it down. It was that structurally, it was the same. It? Yeah.
God, they are recycling everything.
Well, got to save a few quid.
And did some wires.
Dollars.
I don't know. Anyway, Mackenzie said, thanks for the power app, but now she's dead. Cam was apologising to the dogs at the crib. They really killed that meme, Stone Dead, didn't they? By just mentioning it too much.
Mm. Who's Lily?
Lily, she's on BBC.
Oh, yeah, Julie kept basically encouraging him to do it.
Yeah, once Julie's in on it, it's over. So then we had the jury roundtable. Were you happy with the new host of the roundtable?
Very much so. Yeah. Who's the previous one again?
Dr. Will.
No, I don't want him back. He's too old.
He's not coming back. Too old, let's go.
He's too old now.
Yeah.
We need someone glamorous.
Yeah. What do you think of Taylor's handling of the jury?
Oh, some people weren't happy with her asking silly questions.
I wasn't happy with the way she was speaking to Angela. I thought, do you mind?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she kept... digging out my queen, Angela.
My queen.
Leave Angela alone.
What was
she
saying? You got anything?
Hold on. Can't believe Leah is sticking up for Mackenzie. Quinn is wearing Beetlejuice trousers. Angela said, I'm spicy. And Taylor said, well, that could be another word for bitter.
Yeah, that was a bit offhand.
Yeah, I thought, shut up. Chelsea versus Mackenzie. Oh, that was all I had about. I didn't really write anything down about the round table.
One thing about...
I noticed they were sitting on sofas that looked like my new sofa.
I really enjoyed the aesthetic of the whole thing, actually. Because in the background, it looked like wires or something. Mm. It looked like Ainsley-ish.
Nice,
she was referencing Ainsley.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the back, it's like trees. And I'm like, is this indoors or outdoors?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell.
It was a cool set. I don't know. And the outfit, everyone looked quite cool in their outfits as well.
No one looks terrible on these shows anymore. I feel like the fashion in America's caught up.
Oh, it needed to.
But one thing about Taylor is she always looks great.
Oh, she did look good. Oh, don't get me wrong. I like Taylor, but I was just like, meh. Do you know what I mean?
Her mouth doesn't really move when she talks, though.
No.
That's one thing.
Perhaps... someone else is doing the talking for her. Who knows?
She's just a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, God. Probably for Ainsley.
It's actually Dr. Will. Right. Yeah. Just put in the strings.
Dr. Will actually looks more like a ventriloquist dummy than Taylor
Isn't
does.
Dr. Will in a relationship with Zingbot? Is that that guy?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Okay. Zingbot's husband.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Will is famous for.
he's a house husband now, so he doesn't come out to do the round table. Listen, he's too busy setting the table for Zingbot.
Gaz doesn't know his BB history, I'm afraid. US history. Anyway, so we had Chelsea versus McKenzie.
I'm sure plenty of people are pissed off that Dr. Will's gone. Sorry.
Oh, I doubt it. He didn't really do much either, did he? It was hopeless.
Sorry, did he go and do the Traitors reunion as well? Was that him?
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
No.
God, he's everywhere. Just retire him. I mean, he's literally a plastic surgeon, so he should just go off and do that.
Maybe he created Zingbot, and that's why he's in a relationship with him. Fashioned him out of plastic.
God. Let's move on.
Okay.
So round three, it was Chelsea versus McKenzie and the little booth. You're right, there was no...
No decorum, shit. I was about to say. I didn't mean that. No gravitas about it.
No, nothing. Like, even no the little theme. Clips that they showed, the AI things, like, one was false and two were true. It was just so boring. You couldn't really play along. It was just like...
In previous years, like, that celebrity one, we had the text messages and things that was fun.
Yeah, it was more fun. And I felt like between them... They were just sort of, they weren't taking it seriously. They were kind of like laughing and joking between them. Like,
what did you get? Yeah.
Normally it's like super, super tense.
Oh, so you didn't feel it was tense?
No, I didn't feel like it was treated with the respect that it deserves.
Well, I find those comps quite boring because it's impossible for me to know what the answers are.
Yeah.
But they did say themselves that they were pretty much guessing the whole way. Yeah. Both of them, apparently.
It's just crazy.
Go on.
Yeah, go on, what?
Well, McKenzie won it, right?
Yeah.
And therefore had the final say to see who was going to go.
Yeah. So Chelsea changed her answer right at the end for one of them, and that was how McKenzie won. Lost? Yeah.
Oh, shit, that would be so frustrating.
So when they were doing the speeches to McKenzie, Cam's speech was just absolutely flat as a pancake. No urgency. It was like he just couldn't give a shit. What are you even doing there in the final three? You've got nothing to offer.
Didn't even thank God, did he?
Useless. Just stood there rubbing your hands together. It's just like, oh, just like so many... I know it's pathetic. I know people always say it, but so many people would kill to be there. And
what he should
there.
Have said was, you can thrash me at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Take me. What have I won? Nothing. Yeah, exactly. And he could have got 75 grand. Well, he wouldn't have done, but that would be the argument.
Yeah, of course.
Because the
would.
Second place, you still get the money. He knows damn well he doesn't deserve to win and can't win.
Do you know what? He didn't deserve a penny, so he did right coming out in third. Just didn't give a shit. Chelsea's speech to McKenzie, she mentioned God. She was flattering McKenzie's parents, saying, oh, you've raised such a good daughter. Mm. Make a decision that makes you proud, like appealing to her, you know, better nature. Yeah. Oh, let's have two women in the final two. Like, she's literally made four good points there. Cam didn't even manage to make one.
Do you know that apparently Chelsea's been going around saying, or some people have been going around saying, there's never been final two with just women?
Yeah, final three were just women, they've been saying. There's never been, which they
But
have.
It's true. It's not true, is
it's
it?
It's not true.
And no. Rubina believed it.
Yeah. I know, I've heard some people complaining about that, saying they need to correct them. just
No, because it's part of the strategy, perhaps.
Yeah, it just shows how just clueless they are, really, doesn't
it? The thing is, when a show like this has been going for so long, you've got children now playing this game that wouldn't have been able to watch those early series. No. Now they're all grown up.
Well, they need to watch it on, you know, Video Brother or CBS or whatever.
They can't. They can't anymore. CBS came for them, yeah.
Wow, I've got a few.
You know, Paramount Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, McKenzie evicted Cam and he just went, oh, how'd you get out this door? Couldn't even leave the house.
Have you not been seeing it open and closed for the past 99 days? How many days? 91 days or whatever it is.
Ridiculous. So in his interview, he said to Julie, it does suck to sit here. It sucks to suck as well. Julie said, so do you think McKenzie realises it's not a slam dunk taking Chelsea? And I thought, Julie shouldn't be saying this. Cam's about to go to the thingy. Don't you think she shouldn't be saying that?
Good point.
I just think that's influencing. Mind you, Cam's so stupid he wouldn't have realised what she was saying. but don't get me wrong, I like Cam as a person, but as a game player, he's just absolutely terrible. Julie said, oh, you only won one comp in there. He said he was humbled. He was going in there expecting to be blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was quite funny to him. So.
But then he said he was going to take Chelsea as well. Why?
Well, Cam loses either way.
Yeah,
so.
True. I've just said he just couldn't give a shit.
I was very... Go on. Is there more from Cam?
No, that was it for Cam.
I was really disappointed that there was no cutthroat nature because it's just predictable. And I felt like even Mackenzie knew she wasn't going to win. Don't you?
Oh, it was just absolutely ridiculous. Mackenzie just... I just don't know how you can justify it. I've not actually heard any of the interviews afterwards yet, but I don't know how you can justify taking someone to the end when you know they're going to beat you. Because of what? Loyalty?
Yeah.
Because of what? God.
Yeah.
That's not going to buy you a house.
No. $750,000.
Yeah, and Chelsea going, oh, you know, I'm part of your family now, to Mackenzie's parents. They're probably like, we don't want you to be part of our family because you just tricked our daughter out of winning nearly a million quid. Well, she kind of did.
Yeah.
But Mackenzie fell for it, so you're dumb. Mm. It was just like Derek and Cody all over again back in the day. It was absolutely absurd. Anyway, so the jury questioning came next. Tikal's boobs in that crochet outfit. They were popping.
No recollection, were they?
God, I don't know. Questions. Angela trying to read off the card. Oh, yeah, Angela's giving it the old, you know, old person has to read at this distance. I'm getting that now.
I'm feeling a bit like that, even.
I've started doing it, like, especially when it's very small writing on something. Mm. I can't read it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Relatable. God,
Jesus Christ.
And Angela's 50 fun. We're only 30 fun and 40 fun.
So, so they were asking some of the questions now. Mackenzie said getting out Leah was a good move, which Chelsea soon followed by saying that was my move, which is great. I noticed they'd given Mackenzie a spray tan at the finale. She didn't look as pale as usual.
That's not okay. Think about Mackenzie's hair.
A bit dated, isn't it?
Yeah. Someone said that a lot of it isn't her own hair.
She's
wearing like extensions or something. It is a lot of hair.
Probably clipping ones.
Look very dry.
Mm, not as dry as Quinn's.
No?
Quinn's hair is just, like pubes. no offense. Chelsea was smirking as Mackenzie was giving some of her answers. Chelsea said she didn't have to rely on comps. I've just said, what would Cam say here at this point? nothing, and you would have won, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Mackenzie could have took Cam, and she didn't. Yeah,
well, she didn't want to win. She didn't want it.
Clearly she didn't want to.
She
didn't,
so she therefore doesn't deserve it.
Chelsea was squeezing a lot of things into her answers as well, and you could tell she was squeezing some of her end speech into her answers, because then she had to repeat some of
it. Yeah, I remember there was a bit of repetition.
Yeah, the diamond, something about the diamond.
Diamonds are made under pressure.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. What the fuck is a D1 athlete? I don't know.
still don't know.
She was saying I beat a D1 athlete.
Yeah.
Mackenzie said I played a dang good game as well. Dummy. Chelsea was only on the block once. Said she could have been in a showmance. With whom? Because Cam certainly didn't want to be in one with you.
What's she talking about, Cam? I thought it was.
Oh. He didn't want to be in a showmance.
I don't know what she's going about.
In Chelsea's speech, she said she mentioned.
Same with that.
What?
Did you say she thought you didn't want to be in a showmance with that?
No, I don't think so. I didn't mean to. Sorry. No.
You didn't.
I don't think I did.
With her.
I'm not calling our new BB26 winner that.
No, also, she shared our post on Instagram the other day and got us some attention. So thanks, Chelsea.
I like Chelsea. So in her speech, she said she mentioned starting off as a microchip, blah, blah, blah. Could have been voted out that week.
God, imagine that would obviously have been pre-prepared.
Yeah, she said both would have taken me to the end. Mackenzie was nodding along to her speech. I was thinking, you shouldn't be doing that. she said, I played smart. She said, thanks in advance for those who pick me, blah, blah, blah. Mackenzie started with, I'm not as good with my words. That's a waste of time saying that.
Yeah.
My game speaks for itself. I was on the block 4 times. Well, that's not good being on the block either.
Well, you got off it. Maybe that's an argument.
She played a loyal, respectful and graceful game. And she said, whatever decision you make, it's a great one.
But one thing I will remember definitely is Mackenzie's grace when I look back at this series.
Yeah.
Not the silly decision she made handing $750,000 to Chelsea.
I've said Chelsea didn't even need to play dirty here because Mackenzie literally just rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
So the votes, the only two notable things when they were putting the keys in was Kimo said, I'm voting for one of you, which I thought was quite funny.
His funny line.
Yeah, and Rabina said, I'm voting for someone taller than me, which I thought was quite funny. Mm. Anything you can remember from them putting the keys in?
It happened very quick, it felt.
Yeah, that bit's always just happened so fast. Quite early on, yeah. Because then the pre-jurors come back out. Yeah. So the pre-jurors came out. Cedric was in wedding wear, I've put, like a shiny purple suit. That was more like what you should wear for the finale. Right. What Cedric was wearing.
I just remember when Cam came out and joined the jurors.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since he was next to Rabina. Like, he's so tall and lanky that he just looked like a giant sitting on this, like, little chair because his legs reached the floor, whereas everyone else's feet were on the little rung of the stool. I thought, oh, bless him.
Doesn't help putting him next to Rabina, probably.
No.
So Joseph, we had to find out about his family being affected by the hurricane.
Oh, and then have a whole appeal for it as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, no disrespect, but it was just like, really? You're bringing the tone down a little bit. It's the final. Can we not keep it about B? Did you not think that?
I just thought it went on a bit.
Jarring,
wasn't
it?
Went on a bit long, yeah.
God, everything does go on a bit long in America, though, doesn't it? It does.
Sorry, listeners, it's quarter to two now.
And then that other time when they... I mean, even on this one, I don't think they put the website on the screen. Oh, they could have put a QR code up.
Oh, right, yeah.
A text code. It's just crap.
Oh, it's just lip service, like, isn't it?
Are you not... Do you not have someone who knows how to do fundraising? Fuck's
they don't
sake.
Have someone who knows how to do anything. Branding.
Or presenting TV.
Yeah, exactly. So then Tucker apologised to Cedric because Cedric did warn him that he was going to... not to use the veto or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And Tucker said sorry.
Oh, yeah, Tucker was giving it all that, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Oh.
That was getting up again.
I wish you could see that. That was actually a good face of Tucker. And he was giving Rabina flowers and it was just...
And she was being a bit standoffish.
Yeah, he was overplaying his part. Because he had to admit he was the AI instigator.
Yeah. Was that really the first time she knew that?
Yeah, I think so. And then Matt, they spoke to Matt, a.k.a. Crazy Eyes.
This was the best bit of the whole thing.
He thanked Angela for giving him some exposure and apologised to her. Why was he apologising to Angela? Yeah. And then...
That is so weird.
He said, oh, Angela, do you want a hug? And she went, no, not really.
He goes, oh, I've heard that Angela has been wondering if I'm going to give her a hug at the finale.
Yeah.
And she goes, not really.
Yeah.
No. And then he's like, so... You know, if you want a hug, okay, we can hug. Like,
yeah.
And then they just had an awkward hug.
Yeah, Angela's just like, you could tell she's, and then I think Angela's like, yeah, I wish you the best of the future or something. Angela's just like, oh, fuck this guy, I still hate you.
Keep in touch. Yeah. Here's my LinkedIn.
And I wrote here, Angela-ing to the last. And I noticed, I noticed someone else tweeted about Angela-ing as well. And I thought, it's a shared thought.
I felt like, it was him trying to prove he was this gracious...
Yeah,
it's a bit like
Khaled,
actually, in BBK now. Like, I'm trying to come off as so pure.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll see a rise above this. Yeah. And Angela still is waiting to take him down a peg or two.
Yeah. And also, Matt, everyone would have forgotten who you were if it wasn't for Angela. Angela kept you relevant.
Do you know what people are upset about, though?
What?
Matt's mum, apparently, is, like, making... vicious comments, vicious attacks on loads of like social media.
What about Angela?
Of like Angela, yeah.
Wow. That apple didn't fall far from the tree. No, to be fair, wasn't Angela saying something about his mum? Or he was saying my mum has to watch this or whatever when Angela was having a go at him.
She said you're a brat, didn't she? Brat summer.
Spoiled little brat. And then Angela had the charcuterie bit, and Brooklyn also apologised to Angela for eating her charcuterie.
Did you know, those meats and cheeses are good for 2 weeks.
Do we need it?
Why am I doing an Angela impression now?
Your Angela impression is absolutely terrible.
I think it's quite good, actually.
It's diabolical.
Angela's my spirit animal. Angela's Jennifer Coolidge.
Then we had Julie telling them that Biden had dropped out and Kamala Harris was...
And they were all like, oh!
Yeah. Like, who cares?
Not exactly.
I noticed when they... What? Liam Payne dying, were you going to say?
No, worse. Oh, God.
Okay, don't say it. and then they put vote, vote, vote on the screen. And I noticed when you look at vote, vote, vote on the screen,
what's on there?
It does say evote. You know, like Big D used to say, I evote to evict. So maybe that's where he got confused.
What a thing to notice
this
now.
This podcast is an absolute shambles.
I'm going to look at vote, vote, vote.
There's no tension whatsoever in this finale, I've noted.
No, also the lights are too bright.
Mm.
Just thinking of this now.
So, what are you doing?
Looking at vote, vote, vote. Vote, vote, vote. .com. Mm-hmm. Just see if they've got any mention of Big Brother on it.
Imagine.
Oh, it's actually a Paramount website.
Oh.
That's why. They're always plugging it.
That's strange. Why are they bothering?
Am I registered to request my ballot, voting in my state, volunteering with headcount? What's headcount?
We vote.
Can we vote? No. But I did vote. We did vote.
Yeah.
For Angela as America's favourite player, which, let's not forget, was the true finale. At least not any of that Mackenzie and Chelsea.
Hold on, let's just get stuff there real quick.
No, but can I just first say that I managed to put for us a total of 60 votes on Angela.
Oh, thank you.
I used all our emails under the sun, even though you could literally just make up an email.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't remember your other dodgy emails, though.
I don't have any dodgy emails. The votes were revealed. All four of the votes first revealed were for Chelsea.
And all
Chelsea
three won. Of the ones that weren't, too.
The first unanimous vote for a woman, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's true. Dan, no.
Somebody tweeted that CBS introduced the diversity initiative and now a white person can't win Big Brother.
Yeah, good.
Good.
About time, too.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's like the run has been... I can't remember what... Is it... Was Taylor or...
Xavier,
then Taylor.
And then
now Chelsea.
Who was last year? Jag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
Oh, my God.
So,
can't believe that's 4 years of Big Brother right there. Yeah, it's just mad, like that. Isn't it? I can't remember what order that all happened in.
That's your life slipping away.
Which one happened first, Taylor or Xavier? Which series came first?
Xavier. Because he was the first black man to win. Wow. And then Taylor was the first black woman to win.
And then Jag.
Yeah. And then
now Chelsea.
Yeah.
Who was before Xavier?
Cody, was it?
Oh, All Stars.
Yeah, was it that?
Was that not in the middle of all this stuff?
No. Since
that
it's
was
been,
awful.
It's been all
that was awful.
Minorities. That was really bad. That was just depressing as fuck.
Global majorities.
Anyway, so yeah, Chelsea won. Well done to Chelsea. To be fair,
she did deserve
it. She played a bloody good
game.
It's
not her fault that it was boring TV at the end.
No, it's not. She had that game wrapped up for the past, like, probably
four weeks
at least, probably.
Yeah.
Mackenzie was just a lamb to the slaughter and
went gladly. Yeah, but she didn't need to be. That's the thing.
She's going to look back and just
There's no cutthroat nature to it. That's the thing. That's why there's no tension.
Because I think it was all like, oh, it's in God's will and all this
but
shit.
That's,
you know,
get
I mean?
God out of the scene,
please.
We don't want that.
God's
messing this up for
love
us all.
Love one another. No. Hate one another.
Yeah.
Backstab one another.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
I feel like that's what Big Brother in America is missing.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had more of it in Canada. More.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Passion.
Gusto.
Yeah. The speak.
Gusto. More gumption.
Gusto.
more drive, more cutthroatness.
Yeah.
I just feel like in
even
America...
Even the speeches weren't... Even Chelsea's final speech, it was a good speech. Like, she
Where's
had
the trash
loads of
talking?
Good points, but she wasn't screeching, was she? She
no
wasn't
screeches.
Screaming.
No.
No, she should have been.
Who was that in Paris? Paris and...
Yeah.
Kayla. Kayla. God.
The final speech.
That was an intense finale.
That was.
Not an experience I'd want to repeat, but...
No, not for our eardrums. So, the three top vote getters for America's favourite was...
Why do they say that?
I don't know. It felt weird even coming out of my mouth. It's like when AJ says you can pick from. They were Angela, Quinn and Tucker. Quinn? I was told...
I think it makes sense.
I was told Quinn was... Everyone hates Quinn online.
Well, everyone hated Angela too.
Quinn's going to get a shock after thinking, oh, I'm popular, and then goes on Twitter and like, oh, shit, everyone does hate me.
Oh.
Probably Angela too, actually.
Yeah.
But
they don't... I want to know what order they came in.
What? They never tell you. Why did Tucker win? The first pre-juror to ever win, was
it? Yeah.
He already got money.
He already gave him the Instagram money.
So Tucker basically has got as much money as Mackenzie then. Or nearly. Because he's got 50 grand. No. How much did you get for America's Favourite? 50 grand. And he got 20 grand for the AI instigator.
You get 50 grand
yeah.
for being America's Favourite.
And he got 20 for the AI instigator. And Mackenzie got 75.
Good for
so
you,
So he
Tucker.
Went out pre-jury and got nearly as
that
much as
That is light work. Well done,
nice.
Mate.
Nice.
And he got a girl.
Uh-huh.
He's the winner.
So then Chelsea, Julie spoke to Chelsea for 1 second. And Chelsea
A bit more than I expected, to be fair.
And Chelsea said, I'm ready to go see my dog. And
then,
ding, 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 ding. What happened?
Wait, something's happening in the house. I can hear something happening in the house. That was so good.
It was so cringe.
Honestly, that saved the season for me.
So Jack, we found out Janky had survived.
J-A-N-K-I-E. Janky, Janky, you love me.
That was apparently destroying Ainsley rebooted Janky. I don't know how that works, do you?
No, that we don't need to know.
That was a very camp end, making them sing along to that at the end. Just when they Judy thought they'd escaped. Along as well. Chelsea must have been like, fuck this, give me my money, I want to get out of here. Hey, everybody!
I thought it was the perfect end. Yeah. In fact, it was the first time that I've ever known BBUS to have a sense of humour and poke a lot of fun at itself, this series. Even in like the social content as well, the way they've been posting memes and like calling Julie Chen bot, more self-aware than I'd ever expect it to be.
Yeah, about time too. Oh my god!
But overall,
yeah,
I had a fun season.
It was a great season. It's
inevitable that the end is a bit shit though. The
end game's always boring. It just goes on for too long. But on the whole, best season for me
in years.
For me, it's the best season since BB14. And still, I'm listening to the podcast at the moment, because I haven't finished them yet, and people are going, oh, well, we didn't really get the strategy this season.
It's like, people just don't want to be entertained.
Yeah, we didn't need the strategy. We don't need strategy every season. Sometimes we just need the good TV, and that's it. Yeah, and Chelsea had the strategy. Chelsea out-strategized Mackenzie at every turn.
I think maybe partly it's because, and I'm not sure, because obviously I've only watched an edited version of events, but I don't think Chelsea was like masterminding in terms of laying it out in the diary room.
No.
Or I don't know what she was saying to cameras.
She was doing cam talks, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it wasn't quite as explicit as people were used to or wanted. I don't know.
Maybe. I think there's just there's the usual things that, like, her competition wasn't strong. She walked it because of that.
Mackenzie wasn't a bad player. No. She had the chance to cut her, but she didn't.
Strategically, she wasn't as strong. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad that we had some memorable people. Like, I will remember Angela for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I mean, me too. And I'll remember Tucker as well. And we'll see Angela and Tucker on it again, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Chelsea's a good winner. It's nice to have a black female winner again.
I mean,
what?
Yeah, I suppose that now it's not as kind of a big moment. Like, obviously, Taylor winning was such a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
And also, Taylor really overcome some really horrible shit in the house.
Yeah, she did.
So I don't feel, like, moved by Chelsea winning.
No, no.
But, like, no, but it's good.
It's nice, yeah. It's nice to see a person of colour winning again.
And also, there was only one white person left at the end.
Yeah, for a while. For quite a while.
Which is also refreshing.
Yeah, it is. I'm curious to find out what has happened post-season. I don't know if much of interest has happened.
The pot?
Angela did smoke the pot.
Did she do the pot
or not? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'd like to know.
She was saying she wasn't gonna.
If there is any beef, I don't think there is really any beef. If there is any, email us and tell us if we've missed anything.
I didn't really keep up much this time, but I remember that season when the cookout were out.
Yeah, oh, there was loads of drama.
There was so much like content that it felt like you were still watching Big Brother.
Yeah, I feel like
this. It's because they moved into Todrick's house.
Yeah, I feel like Todrick had to get rid of his house or something. I feel like because this season was quite friendly on the whole, I don't think there's going to be as much post-season drama, to be honest.
I'm not sure what the drama was in the other ones, but I just remember being more aware of them. Well, there was afterwards.
It was like Tiffany sort of was robbed, wasn't she, by like Xavier and that, and they were being nasty about her towards the end and shit like that. Do you remember? Right. So there was that sort of stuff. But yeah, if there is any gossip we've missed, do feel free to let us know. We're trying to get Angela on the podcast.
Oh yeah, if anyone's got any roots into Angela's inner circle,
we're trying. we're trying and failing. So if anyone has any clue, let us know, because we'd love to speak to her.
Second time I've used that on this very episode, isn't it? Inner circle.
Oh god. Yeah,
we're trying to get a break into Angela's network. Yeah, so we need Ainsley on the case.
Yeah, and bring back Ainsley, I say, and bring back the AI arena next year. And don't bring back Janky.
Do bring back Janky. Janky should host it. That's the other thing, is that the theming running the whole way through consistently was, for me, chef's kiss. It really was.
Yeah. What, lovely job. AI thing.
Yeah, I just think that pretty much every competition, apart from some odd curveballs like the Candyland one or whatever, for the most part, they really did run with the theme. And it's so often that they start with the theme and they just quietly forget it.
Yeah.
So yeah, props to those producers who came up with all those tasks and comps and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully we'll get to talk to Angela. And if we do, that'll be coming out on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
That is BB on Blast on YouTube. And if you're interested, we got a little sneak peek around the brand new look Big Brother UK house.
And we sat in the diary room chair, spoke to Big Brother.
You can see how our Big Brother works. Yeah. Big Brother talks to you if you don't watch it.
If you've never watched BB UK, check it out because it's just started. You can easily catch up. And there's some really good housemates and, you know, a good amount of drama as well. It's a different format, but you soon get used to it.
Yeah.
And it's like someone's just started listening to this podcast on the finale episode.
But I don't know if we told the American contingent about the house tour.
No. Anyway.
Follow me on Twitter, @BB_Superfan.
Follow me, like, at VM. Follow BB on Blast.
Yeah.
Read my book, First Aid Kit Girl. Subscribe to us on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram.
And we'll be back.
TikTok.
For Reindeer Games Series
2. No, apparently Reindeer Games has been cancelled. So I heard, but I don't know if that's true. Apparently it's not been renewed.
We didn't do any Reindeer Games podcasts, did we?
No, because I didn't even watch all of Reindeer Games.
I actually did. No, but we'll be back for Big Brother 27. Oh my God.
And we'll be doing BB UK coverage. We'll be doing Big Brother Australia when that's on. And we'll probably do some old BB UK blasts from the past as well. So stay tuned to our channels and we shall speak to you soon.
Yeah, thank you to everyone that listened.
God bless America.
J-A-N-K-I-E. Junkie, junkie. Mm-mm-mm. Let's party.
Bye.